This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Says to me, do you know who Sir Edwin Hillary is? And I said, well, of course, he's the guy who scaled Mount Everest. And then he would tell me a story about Sir Edwin Hillary. And
oh, Edmund Hillary. I thought that was Edmund, a ship.
And no. Then how he was going to integrate it into his
sermon. Well, what the guy did, you know, he climbed that mountain out there.
Yeah. Which, by the way, everybody's climbing it now.
Well, but he was the first one to do it. And, he's got his buddy with him there who nobody knows his name. Kind of sad.
Have we stopped being... Go ahead.
And he's climbing a mountain, right?
Yeah, he is.
And he gets to the top of the mountain, and he can't breathe up there.
Yeah.
Because the air's
oxygen.
So thin.
Yeah.
So he only stayed on the top of the mountain for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And that is where the term 15 minutes of fame originated.
Really?
Are you sure about that?
I just said it.
He put it into a sermon.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh. You didn't get this off of like AI, did you? Because it's wrong a lot.
Yeah, it's called. You know, they call it AI.
No,
it's
we
like
AI.
I don't know about that.
I did some research.
Really?
Yeah.
15 minutes of fame came from Sir Edmund Hillary.
That's correct.
And the lack of oxygen.
Yep.
So speaking of scaling Everest, it's not that impressive anymore.
No,
it just isn't.
There are traffic jams
at the top of Everest.
There and like hundreds of people, and you're stepping
dead
over dead bodies. And I've said this, but
what?
I am not. Oh yeah, there's dead bodies. Oh,
they just leave them there.
They leave them there.
Been there 10 years.
So a friend of mine who is living this like mountaineering life, his buddy scaled Everest this past fall or whatever it was this year, whatever the season is.
Yeah.
The most recent season he scaled Everest, and he stepped over to fresh dead bodies on the way up and had to stand in line with dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of other people. And, you know, if one person freaks out or falls, they could take you down as well. But he said stepping over the dead bodies was a little much. And here's the thing. I don't want to die because, like, some orthodontist is searching for meaning in life. You know, that's who's up there. Do you know, Michael, that's who it is. Some middle-aged orthodontist gets a divorce.
Yeah.
Gets a divorce and is like, I'm going to find myself. I'm going to spend $120,000 to scale
Everest.
That's
pretty specific.
You might as well just go.
Middle-aged divorced orthodontist.
No, but she's right.
And you're going to die next to that guy because he's searching for meaning
in life. If you want to go stand in a line, go to Six Flags in the summer and go stand at one of the roller coasters and you can be in the exact same line, but you don't have to be however many feet up in the air.
So here's what I do.
30,000.
When I climb mountains and search for meaning in life. No, when I climb mountains, a lot of people go to Colorado to climb the 14ers, right? To say that they did 14,000 feet. But just because it's 14,000 feet, sometimes you can drive up there or sometimes it's an easy hike. Here's my PSA. If you want to get away from people, you don't want to see anybody, which is why I go to the mountains.
Go downtown.
Go. Well, you could go downtown on a weekday or climb a 13er. No one cares about 13ers because it doesn't, you know, it's not the glory, but there's no one out there. And so that's what I climb.
Find a cave.
Nobody's learned new terms today. A 14er and a 13er. I had no idea.
I never heard of it.
I'll tell you what, if you go downtown in the middle of the day, you're going to see this guy that I saw as I was walking back from the Cardinals game. And I left the game early in the middle of the day, so there was no one downtown because they're on Busch Stadium. I don't know why. This is a true story. It's not a joke. The three people I saw either had, like, they were in wheelchairs. I don't know if they all needed the wheelchair. Maybe a couple of them found a wheelchair. I'm not sure the wheelchair situation, but they were randomly. And one of them.
Well, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Well, one of them was in the middle of the street doing this. Hey! 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 Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's who was downtown.
I know that guy. Was it Ronnie Woo Woo? You guys ever heard of Ronnie Woo Woo?
Was it Ronnie Woo Woo?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you know
I am
John?
Unaware of Ronnie
Woo Woo. Oh, my gosh.
Woo-hoo.
He was this guy at Wrigley Field for years who was, I don't know if he was homeless or lived in assisted living or whatever, and the Cubs bought, they got him a full uniform. And he would walk around the stadium and he would go, Cubs, woo! Cubs, woo! And he would do it without taking a breath. And he used to make, I don't know how, but he used to make his way down to Busch Stadium for Cubs-Cardinals games, too. And the old Busch, you know how it was just a
right.
circle and you could walk around the circle?
Yeah.
He would walk the circle of the stadium and yell, Cubs, woo!
Wow. That's
never seen this guy?
No.
That's got to be good exercise.
He's got to be like 90 by now.
Yeah. But
Ronnie Woo Woo.
That would be good exercise to walk around the stadium a bunch of times.
You could be Johnny Woo Woo.
I could be.
Dave B. is watching on YouTube and says, do not besmirch Ronnie Woo Woo Wickers. That's his name, Ronnie
wow.
Wickers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
I would bet Ronnie Woo Woo may have encountered some adversarial humans.
I don't know.
That inside of Busch Stadium.
Fans, you know, St. Louis fans are, they're just not like that.
Generally nice.
Except
they'll
except
talk about you
blues,
behind your back
for
but
the
they
blues
won't.
Games
listen,
where
yeah. if no
you ever
one
go to the old arena
yeah yeah every time I went there was a fight with Kevin Slayton in the parking lot every game I mean it was unbelievable
I've maybe you seen, just caught him on bad nights
I've never seen anything like
that
it
that guy loves to fight
yeah,
I do know that
I mean, so, that's the only thing I know about him.
You couldn't get to your car without walking past Slayton beating on somebody.
It's so true.
or getting beaten on?
So I like know like four people that know him, and every conversation starts the same. It's like, man, I was once in a fight, or that guy once picked a fight with me. I think that's what he does. Good on him.
Well,
he says, I don't want to poo-poo Kevin Slayton.
You really make a name for yourself.
If you fight all the time.
That's right. Amy Marks Kors, Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Chris Ranji. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.